Tiffany Benna, who oversees recreation for the Forest Service, walks through the Lincoln Woods parking lot early on Friday afternoon.
I was like almost holding my breath coming around the corner going, is it gonna be? Oh wow, it is. It already is full.
I can't find a spot in the 150 space lot and join the 80 cars parked on the shoulder of the Kankamagus Highway, where it's now common on weekends to find 300 cars parked and sometimes double parked on the road. Benna says the early March and April surge of visitors seeking sanctuary during the pandemic has only grown.
The numbers that we're seeing are greatly higher than we've ever seen before. We're seeing it across all of the forest. In our places where we've kind of labeled them as quieter places, they're at capacity and spilling out as well.
The Forest Service expected this. Additional porta-potties and dumpsters have been set up in high-use areas. What they didn't expect was the more recent shift in public behavior.
We're seeing human waste along trails. We're seeing graffiti, which we haven't really seen a lot of in terms of on boulders and rocks along the trails, not just on our signs. And we're also seeing a lot of people, like 100 volunteers, you know, go into the forest and pull out, you know, 300 pounds of trash.
The reason for this, Benna says, first-time visitors to the forest who just don't know what's expected of them.
We have a lot of what we would maybe consider new users to the forest that maybe aren't prepared to come to a place that has limited facilities. You know, there aren't bathrooms everywhere. There isn't trash pickup everywhere. And so these folks need to pack it in, pack it out, but that includes human waste. So if you are going in the woods, you need to bury it or pack it out.
Or to quote the Maggie Dietz poem, however long you stay, you must leave nothing. For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.